Reigning in light, attention. Attention. Sometimes we want it, and sometimes we don't. Attention sometimes has everything to do with the sort of attention that we received as infants, and sometimes has nothing to do with this attention at all. We sometimes learn what we want and what we need as we grow, and other times we just don't know what we want. Attention sometimes. It's nice and good, and other times it's not so. Today, the amount of attention that we can receive, even if we don't want it, has changed from years ago. Attention is sometimes craved, and when it is, any attention is just fine. When we give attention and when we get attention, we've decided that something is interesting. Or that we're interesting. Of course, we're going to go in depth soon with the attention that we give to ourselves and others, and to our greater world, and in regards to actual care, that is taking care of ourselves and other things. Before we go any further, let's give the whole of ourselves attention. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Taking a pause and at any moment in our day allows us a divine opportunity to choose first ourselves and then what we'll do next and just how far we'll go with any of our choosings. Breathing in this moment and all others intentionally is divine. Divine is our excellence, and if we can understand a natural gift that we can appreciate from our connections, and exuberance of the Most High. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. If we give ourselves the right kind of attention and all throughout our day, that is not neglecting ourselves. We might feel as though we are satisfied and without a craving for attention from others. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. This is a sacred moment and one that will certainly make us greater today and for tomorrow. Taking this moment, and if we put it into practice, may help with us not being caught off guard and with the wrong sorts of attention or for the wrong sorts of attention. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. For some, there is no wrong attention. So for this, we'll use unhealthy attention. Sometimes we don't realize how unhealthy something or even someone is. Sometimes it'll take a loved one looking in to support us. And sometimes it will take time for us to understand and realize that we've been in something unhealthy or we've been tuned in to something unhealthy, either giving it all of our attention or taking away from our attention. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Attention is us focusing our mind on any specific thing or person. When we talk about today's times, one of the things that comes to mind is social media, the following or the scrolling of different images of others. Attention paid when hours pass and it becomes harmful to our health overall or to our thinking patterns or our mindset. Attention is also an exclamation and in the same sense of focusing. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Attention and in consideration of our mind and body and to ourselves in creating healthy and balanced routines that allow us to focus on our own self. That is our self-awareness and a continued self-discovery. Attention paid to anything can allow for a deeper connection with it. We want the right connections. We want healthy connections. When we consider connections with others, it is necessary to begin to use tools that we possess inside of ourselves, already to make us great. Two tools that we might not often mention first is our whole mind and our whole body. If we use them together, we can achieve a positive well-being. We do sometimes discuss our mind and body as being separate functions. It may be because our body seems to operate or not operate in a way that our mind tells it to. Like when we're feeling ill, what we are discovering and more in depth is that the two are one. And while our body holds our physical ability to function, our mind holds our motivation to function. This means that the two influence one another. They constantly give attention to the other. If we pay close attention to all of the emotions we feel, from the basic ones like anger and fear, to the complex ones like anxiety and love, we will begin to understand that when feeling love, it lends to a physical desire. We can feel it. And sometimes within our stomach, the upper and the lower parts. When feeling anger in our mind, it can sometimes move into our hands. And that can sometimes lead to the desire to hit something. When feeling fear, we move into fight or flight mode. That is run away or fight to the death. Mind to body, and moving from one to another, and both being activated at the same time. When feeling anxiety, it may seem long-term and even stressful, as we learn to function through the senses of dread and tightness in our chest and the inability to think beyond whatever is causing our panic. Paying attention through all of our emotions will help us to get through the unpleasant ones. Our connection of our mind and body is dependent upon our overall health. This is where we pay attention to our body and mind and the functionings of it or them. We move into not only body awareness, but also mind awareness. Awareness of anything is acknowledging that it exists, and then going a step further by recognizing what it is capable of. This is our bodies and our minds, and the power of them. Not being aware of the capabilities of our body might mean that we exert too much force, or we don't use enough. Not being aware of the capabilities of our mind might mean that we don't go the extra mile for ourselves. We don't challenge ourselves through circumstances. We take it all as it comes and without challenging any part that doesn't sit right with us. Mind awareness allows us more perspective. We are aware of our current strengths and weaknesses of our mind and body with this sort of awareness. Being aware of ourselves mentally and physically allows us the opportunity to become spiritually aware. Spiritual awareness can be compared to an awakening. If we're paying close attention, we will see and feel our connection with others and the power that this holds. Spiritual awareness uplifts, it transforms, and it heals. Spiritual awareness is attention to the greatness within ourselves and within all things near and far. With spiritual awareness, we pay attention to the needs of our souls, and we feed it well with the right things and the right people. Attention is about care or neglect. It is about growth or not. It is about needs and wants. Attention, when we focus just right, is about hopes and dreams. Let's give ourselves some healthy attention. Let's not waste our attention span on all that doesn't matter or what doesn't lend to our overall well-being. Know that the more attention we give to anything, the greater it will grow or manifest. Let's give attention to ourselves, reigning in light.